As we come to you live in effect in the month of June, and it's hot as hell. We want you to always remember, you can keep it cool and copacetic with Podcast Money merch. We're talking about Podcast Money and merch because we're talking about for those who want to become business owners or looking to think that they have the gumption to become a business owner. You can come by www.watchforthehook.com/podcastmoneymerch. That free call to talk to me and Miss Parker. And hey, we can try to see if you're ready to do what you need to do or understand what you need to understand. We appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast every Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. Hey, finger ready to kick it off. Miss Parker, how you doing today?
I'm waiting on you to finish that long ass intro.
Well, you know, I ain't got nobody to pay the bills, so hell, I'm gonna have to pay the bills myself.
Oh.
So, you know, gotta fill it in somewhere. So, folks, today we're going to talk about they not like us. Oh, they not like us. Oh, mustard on the beat. Oh, but we ain't talking about no rap beef. We talking about how they have used the systems they set up in place for them to capitalize financially for so long. And you may like, Mike, what you talking about? Let's just go in the last 3 to 4 years as we worked our way through a global pandemic. But a lot of y'all didn't realize there were over 12 people that became billionaires in the last 3 to 4 years.
Were you one of them, Michael?
Listen, Linda. If Michael Parker was a billionaire, this setup gonna be a way bigger production.
What'd you say? Your stimmy check didn't have all them zeros.
Oh man, my stimmy check that
had 2 zeros.
Shit, the 2 zeros after the decimal point? Them the ones you're talking about, right? The 2 zeros after the decimal point. That just means it was a round figure.
Right. Your spit ain't cutting you no check.
I see Miss Parker slick ass just sit there and hit it on the head like they slid out them $1,400 stimulus checks and then behind it have given us 3 years of unprecedented inflation in return.
No 90 days, same as cash.
Shit, no. Oh shit, we are 1,000-some days same as being fucked. But no, that's what I'm talking about. When we talk about they not like us, they're not like us because they own the systems that have benefited them and keep benefiting them. So even let's take about as being a business owner. Me and Ms. Parker, we apply for grants because, you know, we ain't millionaires or billionaires. And so one of the aspects to one of the grants we even applied for was, did you make $50,000 in revenue in the last year of 2023?
I did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because me and Ms. Parker just broke the numbers down a little while ago. And so we were sitting there with the numbers making $50,000 in revenue, which means after you paid all your bills, you cleared $50,000 in the year 2023.
Yeah.
That equates to almost $25 an hour salary in the corporate world.
If you just like even numbered it, like $50,000 would equate to $25 an hour for a salary. Yeah.
So that means that your business cleared.
But hold on now. Before you can even get to that $25 an hour, as far as, you know, right after you've paid all the bills, right?
Yeah.
Then for you to even pay all the bills and still have $50,000 in revenue left, then that means you was making like $40 an hour. You see what I'm saying? When you look at it, like take home, you just lost money.
So that's what they call the difference between being in the red and the black.
Yep.
So the black, which is the big number, which we call like net gross pay, when you're getting paid, is that $40. And then by the time you get to you, what you say is that $25 an hour.
Yeah. For you to bring home $25 an hour after everything is taken care of, then you need to make more than $25 an hour.
Yeah. And so when we was applying for that grant, the simple fact it said you had to make $50,000 in revenue already throws, to me, so many small businesses right out the window. Because I also remember, a small business has 0 to 500 employees.
We are like 499, don't we, Michael? I'm sorry, that was another one.
We need 498 to get to 500. Shit, the only two employees, me and you. Who the hell are you talking about? I'm trying to figure out where you at.
I'm over you today.
Because your man ain't American. I'm like, huh?
For you today.
And so we talk about they not like us. They use these systems. The systems in front of them, they are using them to make themselves greater. And so even for us, let's just keep it a buck. If you scrapping at the crumbs, because let's be honest, they got the loaf.
Oh, yeah.
The crumb is that you got to make $50,000 to even get that scrap.
That ain't even that end piece that you don't eat.
Yeah, that's a, first of all, even for us. Also, if you have been listening to us, been listening in, tuning in for some while, we're also in the real estate game. Most real estate small business owners don't pull in 50K a year.
No.
Clear.
Well, I mean, so yeah, if you have multiple, stay with me, multiple multi-unit properties.
But you ain't small, then technically, are you? Well, maybe you could be.
Maybe so if it's just you. You know, the moral of the story is multiple units. Okay?
Units.
You can't have no one rental, no one SFH, no one single family home.
Three doors ain't bringing you clear $50,000 after you pay the bills.
No.
You need a number that's in double digits.
Because you have to figure out what the excess cash flow is per door.
Exactly.
Times however many months in the year, right? Yeah. Those are the numbers that are going to equate to that golden 50K.
Exactly. So,
and that's a lot. Like, you're not making $10,000 off a door.
Exactly. So,
but,
so even in retail and real estate, $50,000 market, just saying that's the market to apply to some grants, that's a really astounding number. Now, in food and restaurants, it's also going to be a hard number to make, because this is the thing. When they say clear $50,000 in revenue, that's after you paid everybody. Yep. It's your staff.
Yep.
That's the place.
Overhead. Anything that falls in overhead. Insurance.
So if you're a mom and pop restaurant owner, I got one spot. That means to apply for grant or certain assistance at the $50,000 revenue mark, and you made, oh man, after I paid all the bills and all this and that, I cleared 40K. Who did you pay? Y'all heard that pause for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to figure out, did you all that, went through all the hell for you to pay yourself 40K?
Yeah.
In salary. And then you still didn't even qualify to get a certain business grant.
And that's exactly what I'm looking at. I'm like, okay, at what point in time do you pay yourself? How much do you pay yourself?
Have you paid yourself yet?
Have you paid yourself yet? Nope. Can you pay yourself?
Most businesses probably can't.
Or are you still working another job trying to bring in money to be able to pay those to help you grow, you know? Yeah.
And so when we thinking, like I said, we're talking about the they not like us business aspect. There are people who have been using the systems being put in place to take that small $1 million loan I got.
Come on, my small. $1 million. I got a lot of zeros. There were more zeros than the stimmy check.
Yeah. They turned that small $1 million loan and 30, 40 years later, they were $12.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like you're astounded because you're trying to figure out, how can I do that? Where are the systems in place?
I'm not even going to say, how can I do that? Okay, and I'm a pessimist, which means I am a positive person by nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I'm like, shoot, let's try and see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? It either don't work or they say no, right?
Yeah.
So instead of, how can I do that? Well, I'm sitting up here now, being the pessimist that I am, I'm like, why can't I do that?
Because the rules don't apply to you?
Exactly.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean bust the bubble.
That was it.
The system,
Oh.
the system's not made for you
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
to make it.
Because what you won't hear from me is, how can I do that? I'm gonna think that before it ever crosses my lips, because I'm gonna try. So at some point in time, you gotta flip it and be like, all right, why can't I do it? Why can't I do it? You really start to assess the situations.
Why can't I do it?
Yeah. Not why can't I? Why can't I?
Where are the tools?
What are the resources?
Those things, the
What are
resources.
the things, others have access to that we don't, or I don't even know that I don't have access to?
One of the biggest things we've always talked to is access to capital
Huh.
or being denied access to capital.
But
Y'all go check
then,
out those episodes too.
exactly. But then you sit up there and you just say, it's like a riddle. Like, all right, we denied access to capital, or you don't have access to capital. You don't have the tools and the resources to know where the capital is. Then you start to figure out, okay, this is where the capital lies. Then they ask me a question that can't answer because I haven't made that amount of money, probably because I can't access the capital. It's a vicious cycle.
Or your answer is no. That have you made this? The answer is no. Then you go apply somewhere else and let's say, well, we like what you're doing. You just need to get in front of more people. Well, I need to get in front of more people, but I don't have the access to capital
Right.
to get in front of more people,
Then,
which is still denying me
yeah.
from getting somewhere.
Yeah, you can't get that capital.
You're
I
like,
never said,
like
oh, damn.
I'm like a dog chasing his tail, but I'm a business owner chasing a dream. And speaking of dreams, if you come by www.watch4thenumber4thehook.com, check out the Dreamers Tee. Still available for you all. We got two options now. We got the front chest lapel option, and also we got the front chest lapel with the back option too. So,
We do. And I actually had that tee on yesterday.
oh yeah,
It
people,
was super nice.
yeah,
Such a vibrant color. Such a vibrant thing.
vibrant thing. But yeah, it's always
Such
nice
a
when people be
color.
like, hey man, where you get that shirt from?
Yeah.
And then you tell them you're a business owner, you made it yourself. And they're like, man, it's a cool design. I like that. I'm a holler at y'all.
Yeah.
And you're like, all
I've
right,
had
bet.
some elevator approaches about some vibrant colors. Weirdly, and I'm all off task here, off topic. I like really muted colors, and then I flip the switch on that thing and I go really vibrant colors.
Oh
So
yeah. You
I've
need something
had,
to get people attention.
yeah, I mean that's just the colors I like.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of elevator asks about a garment, and so it's just cool when you get that attention and it's something you produce and the purpose behind it. So I got off topic. I'm sorry,
Oh,
Ramon.
no, you good. But yeah, so I said it still rolls into the same topic we're talking about. When we talk about they not like us, we're talking about how to hold on and grasp the concept of being a business owner. I think a lot of times that concept is hard to understand because we've been telling people we are still new to the game. And
Absolutely.
they say, huh, what you mean? I said, because the crazy thing is, we taught a lot of people how to run a business, but were never privy to own our business or privy to be able to start a
Yeah.
business. And then for those who are lucky enough to start a business, their businesses either thrived, survived, or died.
You gonna do one of the three? I like that.
Thrived, survived, or died.
Yeah.
Those are your
And each one
options.
of those terms can be defined very differently. Very differently.
I mean, some people, I think I told my wife one time, I said there was a certain company that made a steak sauce they were founded during the time of the Civil War. She said, huh? I said, exactly. There's people out here dying, getting shot, fighting over slavery.
Shit, they
And
in the kitchen.
somebody said, it's the time to launch a steak sauce.
Yeah, whipping and whipping and whipping and whipping.
And
Those
they've
are
been
the
around ever since.
ones.
Still selling bottles to this day.
About to hit the 200-year mark. Well,
Yeah, but
in a
still.
few years.
Yeah, but I mean,
Still, still.
yeah, the middle of a civil war, they
Yeah.
launched. So it's always a time to make money and start a business. There's never going to be a perfect time, but the time is the time regardless.
Right.
So when you feel like, I mean, like for us, we planned on launching in 2020.
Yes.
We didn't know it was going to be a fucking global pandemic starting in March.
Know. Did not know.
We launched in April. We had no choice. Like you said, we were sitting on product.
Yep.
And so that's just how it is. Like you can't wait for a perfect time.
Nope.
So when you're looking at talking about they not like us or understanding, when we talk about they not like us, like I know it's the whole hip hop song and all that shit going around. The issue is, who really making the money off that? That's what we talking about.
Who making the money off us?
Who making money off of us? Who making the money off culture versus community?
That's a topic.
Yeah, we talked about that too. You know, our culture is always for sale for some odd reason. Our community just seems to get left out of the money train a lot of days.
Or the proceeds.
Yes, the proceeds. Yeah, the proceeds and the profits don't go back to the community no more. And that's one thing we've been talking about. It's like, hey, it's cool to see a bunch of folks shucking and jiving, but where the money at? Where the money going? Where the distributions?
Where them dollars at?
Hey, where them dollars at? Because at the end of the day, that's what you're discussing. That's what you're looking at. As a business owner, you're looking at red and black.
Mm-hmm.
Red and black turn to that green.
Oh, hey, that's what I was about to say. You're looking at red and black. I'm like, where the green at?
Yeah, all that, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so when we're discussing these things, we just want people to understand is that, like, as far as business owners, you're going to have so many hurdles. It's going to be a hard climb. It's going to be a lot of days where you're just like, man, F this.
Wave the white flag.
Wave the white flag. But you waving the white flag because you done took too many hooks.
Yeah. You're tired.
Yeah, you're going to get tired. But this is the thing. There's a bunch of folks that were tired before you.
Yeah, and they kept going.
They kept going, and they persevered, and somehow they got cleared.
Right. But you know what? I think it's, and I'll probably stop talking after this. Even when you think about this topic and how we talk about, you know, you waving a white flag and they not like us in the business perspective because of past moves, you know, the planning, just access, education,
ooh,
knowledge, training, exposure.
All those things.
Those are foundational blocks that set each one up higher than the previous one. And so when you take that and you pay it forward, meaning you bring in, you know, you constantly folding in new individuals, new family members, kids, whatever, that's what gives you those major advances. But really just talking about being able to access the stuff, you know, the resources, and taking the blows, it'll get hard. Waving a white flag. We get all of that. But I think it's just important to note that even when you get to the point, and I'm speaking from experience here, where you get pointed in the direction of their door or their room or their location, and you walk through that door, you're going to see another obstacle. There's going to be a table. You may have gotten that far, but you finna get hit with some more obstacles. You're going to see their asses sitting at their table. And you feel like, because you have gotten that far, you were pointed to the direction of where their door was, their doorway you're supposed to walk through, their room you're supposed to enter, that meeting you're supposed to be a part of, right? You feel like you've gotten this far, so the playing field is level. When you get in there and you see that table, and ain't no damn seat at that table for you, you're going to feel some type of way again. And I say that to say, right, you may finally get access to that capital, right? But that's you getting pointed to the pathway to that door, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get access to that capital, right? You open that door, you walk in that door, you got whomever on your team, you ready to get your project going in whatever capacity it is, be it your food truck, be it your apparel brand, be it your real estate project, right? You in the room now.
Yep.
But then there's one more layer. There's that table. They at the table still deciding shit for you. When you think that now you in the room, you're going to be deciding shit with them. They still deciding shit for you.
Touch.
They Savage. Telling you.
They telling you how this finna go.
They telling you this is the, we let you in, right?
They telling you how your dream finna go.
You still told what the fuck you finna do.
Jangling.
Okay, you come in there thinking, I got a timeline. I'm finna do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Nah. We finna bust your timeline up. We gonna tell you what your timeline is. Because at the end of the day, this our money.
We call the shots.
Right. But you thought because your ass got pointed to the door and your ass crossed that threshold that your ass was going to sit your ass in a seat at that table with them big asses.
You thought this was your house.
Shit, now.
And the crazy thing is, even after Ms. Parker said all that, you know how many people
was
we talked to?
Oh,
no. Oh, no, man. You listen. That was a talk. But a lot of people got to hear this other side to it, too. And it goes right along with it. You know how many people we talk to when they say, this is my second, third time at this?
Mm-hmm. A lot. More than one.
Man, in my first business, man, that bottomed out in 6 months.
Yep.
I went back to work for somebody else. I did my thing, saved up some more money. Tried it again 3-4 years later. This time it lasted about a year.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom. Down again. Went back to work for somebody else. This time, I never quit the job.
Right. That's
what they say.
Got this smart.
Time, yeah, this time I got smart. And I held on to my job, but I kept feeding my passion.
Yeah.
I kept feeding my dream. I kept feeding what I wanted to get to. And at a certain point, I got to a better understanding, better grasp at it. And now this one has survived, but I'm still not fully all the way out from working for somebody else. But this job is no longer a detriment to my life.
Right.
It's now making me a profit. And now I'm seeing the bigger picture. I'm now seeing the expansion. I'm now seeing the growth. I'm now seeing the other side of the horizon. That's what Ms. Parker was sitting there talking about. Like, when you get into the room with these people, with these quote-unquote investors, angel investors, big boys, big bosses, however you want to describe them to yourself, you have come over the threshold of looking to where you think you needed to go. And now you sit and stand in the place and you're like, it's just me and them.
Yep.
And them control
my balance.
Them control my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta play the game right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I done came too far. I done sacrificed too much. I done bled. I done sweated. I done cried. I done damn near rolled down the hill, bumped my head, ankle, butt, cheek, and hip to get to where I'm at. And you like, what I do now? By this time, you got to be like, I got to understand how to make the best move. The next move be the best move.
Yep.
Because this is the thing. When they say they not like us, they don't go through all them hurdles.
No.
Because they had head start.
Those foundational level blocks.
They had the nepotism already afforded to them.
You know what? And sometimes I even want to go so far as to say, I'm almost to the point where I'm like, even though that it's nepotism, I'm almost to the point where it's like secrecy, you know, like they don't have secrecy. They will bring counterpart in that's more closely aligned to them before they bring in a star-studded individual that looks nothing like them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, at some point in time, is it even nepotism or is it just the fact like they're willing to open up and bring people in? But, you know, you have, you know,
well,
our cultures that are like, hey, it can only be one of us here.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's probably mostly, like I say, that's a lot in corporate America.
Yeah.
But when you go into the business world, so-and-so done passed it down to the son.
And that's what you should do.
Then they passed it down to the grandson and the great grandson, and we down 4, 5, 6, 7 generations. And listen,
still getting it out the mud.
They ain't getting out the mud.
We
just now getting it to getting out the mud, but they getting it in gumball.
It's been out the mud. Like, they're not gonna try to start over. Like,
that's what I'm saying. They just slid it down to the next person in line. Like, people watch certain shows, but shit, it's been the house of whomever you think they are. They've been in that house.
Yep.
You just keep passing the house down.
Right.
Shit. For your gambling folks, the house cut on 6 and 8 on the dice.
We don't know nothing about that.
That's in the casino world. That's okay. In the casino world.
Okay.
But yeah, I just hit you with a little school. You know, the house been cutting. They've been cutting the house. The house stays in business because the house makes money.
Yep, yep, yep.
And that's how they ain't like us. Nope. They had the house. They had the financial gains from yonder to already be established.
Yeah.
We are already working on something that's touching 4 generations. Imagine if you the people that it'll touch 20.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Just think about it. That's 5 times more.
Yeah.
What you think they done did with 5 times more of a head start?
Expanded, grown, developed, evolved, all of that.
I think that's why they not like us. They already over there. They been jacked there.
They hurdles. Been past us.
Yeah. The thing is, and I've always said this about lavish lifestyles. When you see certain people living a certain way, and then you get a couple of us that done made it. Mama done made it. I'm finna go live in the house on the hill with them folks. But them folks on the hill,
yeah,
it's a difference.
Yeah,
you bought your house from the folks that owned the hill.
Yeah, they just went to another hill.
Yeah, and then the crazy aspect is, by the time your generation done, the money gone, and y'all ain't no longer on the hill.
Nope.
But I made it. But how did I make it? And by the time my courses ran, I didn't make it.
That's what I was gonna say. How long do you make it?
Because listen, fake it till you make it ain't cool.
Nope.
I'm old enough to know. I've watched people that were millionaires in the 90s. That ain't but 30 years ago. Who were living in those mansions and driving all those expensive cars and all this stuff. 2024, they ain't living like that.
No.
I'm not going to say all of them. 95% of them are not living like that.
No.
They're not in those same places because they've aged out. Their careers aren't the same as they were 30 years ago,
right.
Which means the money is not the same. They also didn't take care of the money the way they were supposed to because they were trying to live like the other people they want to emulate.
Yep.
And they not like us. Oh, they not like us because guess what? They had reserves.
So did.
They had the 20 generation year reserve.
That's what I was about to say. They were not new to that lifestyle. Yeah. Your wit behind the ear, but was. So you up there doing team two and you taking care of the tab for everybody. You sure did.
I got the 35 room mansion. There's 6 of us in there.
What you doing with the other 29?
They just there.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Because I wanted to let them know I made it because I got in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
When the whole issue was, you don't have to let them know you made it. You need to understand how to make it made for you.
Yep.
They not like us. Oh, they not like us.
We have run our mouths. We probably need to get on up off.
Let's sit on the beat. Oh.
Whatever.
Hey, put a little ketchup on the fry.
Ooh, I want some french fries.
A little lettuce on the hamburger.
Come on, Michael. Take us out.
All right. Well, you going to let me close out?
No. I have said a lot. No. You got this, sir.
Okay. Well, Ms. Parker has let me close out this thing, man. I feel privileged now.
You hurry up. I'm counting you down.
Hold up, player. Listen, you can't rush greatness now. Appreciate the time. What they say in the legislature, I hold my time. When you want to think you belong somewhere, and you got to prove you belong somewhere, turn around, look at the somewhere. When you look at that somewhere and you see, yeah, boy, this somewhere sure ain't got a lot of me. And sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes a bad thing. But when you figure out that that's somewhere looking at you the same way and saying, get your motherfucking ass out of here, start paying attention to the somewheres. Start understanding that even in business, wherever you go, maybe somewhere you're not accepted, but you still got to go there because you got to get a path.
Yep, that's right.
We'll catch y'all next time.